Jude and Revelation. Not to be confused with Revelations. Some people get that get upset about that. You ever run into somebody that don't want you saying Revelations? They want you to say Revelation? I think it's good either way, but it does say Revelation. Certainly not going to fight over it. Anyways, that's just me. So we've been in this study for a long time now. I hope that you guys are enjoying it, but more than that, I hope that we're growing together. Peter's awesome, man. There's so much instruction in this for us as Christians. And, you know, a few weeks ago, Peter was like, hey, be a good citizen, man. Be that good citizen. If you're a slave, be a great slave, man. If you got a job, be great at that job. Be the best person you can be. Let your light shine no matter where you're at. Amen? Then he gets into the, hey, women, be good wives. And that was the scariest sermon I ever preached, I think. And then it got on. The last week was about the men. Men, be awesome husbands. Amen? And this week, he goes from specific to general again, talking about Christian people. Hey, Christians, this is how you want to act. There is a world that is watching you. Amen? There's a world that needs you. So be vigilant and understand that this world needs you to set that example. Amen? Plus, there's big-time blessings in it for us if we follow what this good book says. Are y'all with me this morning? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all, pray for me if you don't mind. I'm a mite under the weather. A hair under the weather. Yes, sir. Thank you, my friend. I love you. Okay. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongues from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Amen? That's 1 Peter 3, 8 through 12. Let's pray real fast, guys. Father God, thank you for your anointing this morning. Thank you that what needs to be said is going to be said, Lord. Thank you for strengthening your servant, Lord. And Father God, we ask you right now that we will leave here truly excited about what you have given us, Lord, and that we will leave here ready to do what you've called us to do. Thank you for the wonderful, wonderful plans that you have for this little church in East Milton, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the awesome plans that you have for each and every member of this congregation, Lord, and that you see what we're going through, Lord, and you know what we're going through, Lord, and you love us, and you will never stop loving us, Lord. Let us truly grab hold of that fact, Lord, that no matter what we go through, you are with me. And you have a good plan, and we love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. And everybody in the church said, amen. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, so you guys ready to get into this? Yeah. 1 Peter 3 and verse 8. Finally, all of you. So there it is, man. It's everybody now. Okay, you can't say, well, I'm not a slave or I'm not married or whatever. If you are a Christian, this is for you. Amen. Finally, all of you, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Unity of mind. Get on the same page, man. Wouldn't it be awesome if this could be a church that was devoted to one another, that we had that spirit of unity in here? Amen? That we weren't concerned about little differences amongst us, but we all had this one awesome thing in common, and we do and should have this one awesome thing in common, that we all love the Most High God. That we are all Christians, you know, that we can build on that right there, because you might not have that much in common with the person you're sitting next to or the guy across the way, but you know what? If a church gets in unity, if a church is devoted to being what God wants them to be, you know, that church can do awesome things in its community. Really, the sky's the limits, whatever, wherever God wants to take those people, man. And Satan loves to drive that wedge in churches. You know he does. He likes to do it in your home, doesn't he? This is a family right here. This is an awesome part of God's plan for this area. And Satan would love just to cause all kinds of divisions and trouble in this church. He does it in churches all the time. I will say I think that we do it a lot better than every other church. Amen? Now, we're good folks, man. We got it going on. But Satan's always looking for that weak link that to try and cause some trouble, to exploit something. So you know what? How about we be like-minded, that spirit of unity? We have this one thing in common, and we can build from that. We belong to Jesus. We love Jesus. Amen? And we want God to do in us what God wants to do in us. Amen? Yes. Sympathy. Finally, all of you have unity of mind. This is what we're shooting for in this church. This is what Christians are shooting for. Unity, all right? Sympathy. Be compassionate. Be compassionate to one another. Okay, now this word right here, its meaning kind of changed over the years. When we think of sympathy, we kind of think of to have pity on somebody, right? And that's part of it. But if you dig in a little deeper, it's more than just sympathy. It's be there for that person, whatever they're going through, the good times and the bad times. In other words, care for one another. Amen? Be there for one another. Genuinely care for one another. Be in unity, on the same page. Build from that foundation of we all love the Lord. Amen? And have sympathy for one another. Care for one another. Like in Romans 12 and verse 15, if you wouldn't mind, Brother David, click over to the next slide real fast. Look right here at Romans 12 and verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. That's what we're looking at right there. No matter what someone's going through, they should know that, hey, my Christian brothers and sisters are going to be there for me. Now, that's not saying that we can do everything in the world that they think that we need. You know what I'm saying? But we want to be there for one another, no matter what they're going through. In the good times, man, we're there. The bad times, we're there. We are family. Amen? Finally, all of you have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love. There it is. Love like brothers. That is the big thing right there. That is a reminder that, guess what, guys? We're not just people that meet up once or twice a week. Amen? But there should be a bond between us. Amen? And we're going to build from that foundation. You know, we all love Jesus Christ. Amen? And see, what God wants us to understand is we really are in the family of God. Amen? And so, therefore, this is the family, this is the part of the family of God that you feel like that you want to be part of right now. You feel like God has you here or whatever. So we want to be committed to one another, be concerned about one another, be there for one another. You know what I'm saying? Families don't always get along, but that's what we strive for. Amen? We want to be the peacemaker. But see, here's the deal, man. Family is family, and we love one another. We're there for one another. We will do whatever we can for one another. Amen? Okay. Sympathy, brotherly love, and tenderhearted. Now, this is tenderhearted. This is like that to have pity on someone, to be ready to help, to be eager to give that mercy when someone has done you wrong. Amen? And yes, people do us wrong in churches. We know that. But we also have done people wrong in churches, right? But see, Satan wants to destroy the unity in this church, man. All churches. He does not want us to be in one accord. He does not want us focusing on what God wants us to do. He wants us to have all kinds of divisions and strifes and talking bad about one another. But we're wise to that. Amen? Amen. Okay. Be tenderhearted and a humble mind. Be courteous, gentle. Easier said than done sometimes, right? Yep. But see, we're going to go back to that foundation. When in doubt, run back to that foundation. You know what? This is my brother in Christ. This is my sister in Christ. Amen. And you know what? I love them. Jesus loves them. I want to do all that I can for them. You know what I mean? Y'all with me so far? So finally, all of you, that's every single one of us, have unity of mind, sympathy, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Now, John sums it up like this. He's kind of like, here's the bottom line type of thing right here. Okay, John 13 and verse 35. Skip over to the next slide there if you don't mind, good buddy. Oh, that one didn't make it to it. Go back to that last one. Okay, John 13 and verse 35. by this, all people will know that you are my disciples. So there should be a palatable, it's a nice word, I don't know if I've ever said that in public. There should be a visible attribute for Christians, man, that we love one another. You know what I mean? So we're going to be concerned for one another. This is what we're shooting for. Amen? By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So if you're a Christian, amen, and I think we're Christians in here. Only you know for sure if you're a Christian. Amen? But if you're a Christian, an outsider, an unbeliever should be able to look at you and say, man, I don't quite get what they got going on there. I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. But I know this, man, they love one another. They are there for one another. Amen? And that's what God wants, man. We have a whole world that doesn't quite get us. Amen? There's a whole bunch of people that would like to see us washed out to the sea. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest right now. Amen? Some people think the world would be better off without Christians. And Christians have given them a pretty poor example sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Let's be honest in church. Amen? But you know what, man? God says, hey, you should be able to count on your brother and sister. Amen. That we should be there for one another and do what we can. We can't do everything, but we can always pray and we can do what we can. Amen. Y'all with me? John 13:35. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So 1 Peter 3, and we're going to go to verse 9 right now. These are the things we're shooting for, man, to love one another. Be there for one another. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. Well, that's easier said than done, isn't it? It really is, man, because our natural self, man, think about it. When somebody does us wrong, it's like breathing air, man. We want to get even. We're like, oh, man, no, you did not just do that. You know what I'm saying? But see, we're really not that person anymore. I mean, we don't have to give in to that temptation that we're just so used to doing. Amen? We got to renew our minds in the washing of the Word. Amen? We got to let this Word change us. Amen? The Word's going to change how we think, how we perceive things, and that's going to change our actions. Amen? So we want to give all this stuff over to the Lord, because when an outsider sees this, they should be like, man, they love one another. Not, those guys are crazy. I thought my family was messed up. The last thing I need to do is get involved in a church where they're fighting with each other, slashing each other's tires and all that sort of jazz. I don't, man. I just got a thing about changing tires. I got a fear of changing tires because I saw this movie a long time ago where this dude was changing a tire. Jack fell down and smushed his leg. And so I'm terrified of changing tires. I don't like changing tires. So one of the worst things you could really do for me would be like to slash my tire. So that's why that comes up a lot, the slash entire thing. I've just diagnosed it. Or I could be making it up. Who knows? No, I don't like changing tires. Okay, anyways, let's get back on track here, beloved. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. So that kind of runs the gamut. Evil's evil, man. Somebody treats you wrong, don't treat them wrong back. Somebody's criticizing you, insulting you, man, you know, man. I'm pretty good a lot of the time when someone's criticizing me, but if someone starts talking about my sweet baby Rachel Jean or something like that, you know, that's a little more harder for me. Amen. But whatever it is, God says, you know what? You don't have to do that. People are watching. Amen. Trust in me. Give it to me. Now raise your hands if that's hard to do. It is really, really hard to do. That goes against everything that we're hardwired for. Amen. Anyways, we're going to move forward. Cough drop. Romans 12, verse 19. I believe it might be. Yeah, there you go. Romans 12 and 19. Do not take revenge. Okay. This is the good book right here. Okay. This is our template. This is our model. And this stuff is super, super hard to not do, man. We want to get even with people. Amen. Do not take revenge. That's pretty cut and dry, man. Don't do it. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Amen. Let God do His thing. Let God do what He wants to do. You are sure hungry for God's grace and mercy in your life. Amen? So leave God room to do His thing, because if you go and try and repay evil with evil, guess what? It's not going to work out good. It's not going to work out good. It's going to mess you up. Amen? It's going to lead you to a bad place. It's going to be a big time mess. So God says, leave this to me. You know I'm a good God. You know I saved your soul. You know I got great plans for you. So if you can trust me in all these other areas right here, even though it's kind of personal, give it to me. Amen. Give it to me. Let me take care of it. Amen. And if these people don't repent, and that's what we're shooting for, amen, we want these people to repent of whatever it is, right? That's the place we want to get to, where we can pray for these people, right? Lord Jesus, have mercy on them. Lord Jesus, not Lord Jesus, let a piano fall from the sky and smash them. That's not the right way to pray. You know what I mean, right? You knew that, amen? Okay. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. Let God handle it. He can take care of it a lot better than you ever could. For it is written, okay, for it is written, when in doubt, I'm going to follow the word of God. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. You see that? We don't have that luxury. We don't have that privilege. We are instructed to give it to the Lord, whatever it is. Amen. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. That Romans 12:19, that's a very stern verse right there. Very stern. Don't get involved with it. Don't pay back evil for evil. Don't worry about revenge. You give it to me. I'm God. You're not. I know what I'm doing. You're going to mess junk up if you don't listen. Amen. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary. Now, this is where it gets really, really hard right here. This is what God expects of His children, of His church. That's why we just got all that awesome info earlier, man. Amen. Be in unity, man. Focus on the fact that you all love Jesus. Amen. You can do awesome things together. Can I get a witness? But on the contrary, don't just not pay evil for evil. Don't just not just get even with them, but on the contrary, bless. Bless. Man, that's where the rubber meets the road right there. Amen. But you really know when God's really working on you, and when you're really being able to forgive somebody, when you can really start blessing that person, our people, our group, or praying for those people and not grinding your teeth. Or you know what I mean? That's when I knew, man, that God is really, I've turned this over to God. I finally turned this area over to God that I should have done years ago. And now I can honestly pray for this person and even see this person and talk to this person and not want something bad to happen to them. You know what I mean? That's when you know God's really doing it, man. Amen. But you know what? That forgiveness thing, it's a process. You got to make that decision, and sometimes, man, you'll have to return right back to that decision. Hey, I give this to God. I give this to God. I forgive this person. Amen? You might have to do that several times in one day sometime, but it'll get easier after a while, and then before too long, you can be praying for them. You can bless them. You can give them a happy meal and not sprinkle it with You said it, not me, lady. Yeah, I was thinking like hot sauce or something. Now, Friendship Sunday, everybody walk. No, I'm playing. That's a good one. I'm with you. 1 Peter 3 and verse 9, but on the contrary, bless. Everyone say, I'm going to bless these people. Yeah, see, now you are committed because you said it. Now, here's the deal, man. If somebody's done you wrong, try and work it out with them. You know, you might only be able to pray for them right now, and you might not even really want to pray for them right now, but start right there. Give it to the Lord, Father God. I forgive these people. And like I said, you might have to do that over and over again for a while. But instead of letting Satan get your head boiling, thinking all kinds of bad things about those people, whenever those thoughts enter your mind, say, I give this to Jesus. I give this to Jesus. I give this to Jesus. And pray for them. Pray for them. Amen. But on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called. See, there's no wiggle room here. This is what God says. This is what I want you to do, man. Somebody does you wrong. I want you to live an awesome, godly example in front of your brothers and sisters in Christ, and also in front of the world, man. To this you have been called. Let it go. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cool? That God says, yeah, this is tough. This is hard. I get it. Amen. But you let it go. Don't repay evil for evil. Let it go. Bless these people. Bless them. And I'm going to bless you. That's an awesome incentive, man. Who do you want? You want to take care of it yourself? Hey, baby. Hey. That's a cute. Yeah, let him come up here. That's an awesome incentive right there, man. Do you want to handle it yourself? And it's not going to work out right. It's not going to work out right. But if you let God handle it, it's going to be awesome. And he's the creator of the universe says, I got some blessings for you, man. Just trust in me. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about, man. Amen. Amen. Luke 6 and 28, right there on your monitor. Bless those who curse you. There it is again. Someone's being mean. Someone's cursing you. Bless them. Bless them right back. And you know what, man? A gentle answer turns away wrath. You don't give Satan, you don't give that flesh man a lot of room to work with if you bless that person that's being mean to you. Amen? Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Man, we would be so much better off if we would just run to that like breathing air. You know, as soon as something bad happens to us, like, I bless you in the name of Jesus. You know what I mean? Man, we'd be so much better off. Huh? By this time next week, we could be a lot better off. Amen. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Matthew 5 and verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers. You want to be blessed? You want to be blessed by God? Be the peacemaker. I've told you this before, man, but my sister Rondo will back me up. My brother Michael will back me up. This was driven into us, man, by our dad. Be the peacemaker. Be the peacemaker. Let it go. Amen. And he was right. He was right. I knew he was right when he said it, but I was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to slash some tires. You know what I mean? But that's where the blessing is, man. And it's totally true, man. It's in the Word of God, and you can trust this Word. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Okay, so here we are again. If you're a child of the Most High God, if you're a Christian, this should be one of our attributes right here, that we're the peacemaker, that we're going to go the extra mile. Even when the world is like, man, what's wrong with you? You are nuts, man. You have all the reasons in the world to smash that person's eyeballs in. Well, let's see, we're not our own. We've been bought at a price. Amen. Don't go smashing nobody's eyeballs in. Amen. Amen, Brother Michael. Let's go to the next slide, guys. Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless. For to this you were called, that you may obtain a blessing. Verse 10. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, raise your hands if you want to love life and see good days. Yep. Here's a nice little promise from the Most High God. You want to keep yourselves out of a lot of unnecessary trouble? Just give it all to me. Don't be stressed out. Don't make yourself sick over it. Forgive. Bless those people. Don't repay evil for evil. Amen? Matter of fact, what Peter's doing right here is he is pulling this part from Psalm 34. So check that out. This is it, pretty close to verbatim right here. For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil. Well, that's pretty practical, isn't it? You want things to go a little smoother for you? You want to keep yourself out of a lot of unnecessary trouble? Watch out what you say, man. Don't get involved in the gossip and the slander and all that. Even if they got it coming to them, man, give it to God. Amen? For whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. That's for Christian or unchristian, man. Don't be talking about your church family. Don't be talking about people that ain't saved, man. Don't get involved in that mess. Give it to God. Amen? Amen. Verse 11, let him turn away from evil and do good. So, we have to turn away from evil. We have to do that about face. Brother McClary, can you show us what an... No, I'm playing. We got to turn away from whatever that is, whatever that bad behavior is, that ungodly behavior, whatever it is we're doing that's not God-pleasing, whatever in the world it might be, turn away from it, and we replace it with something good. If you don't replace it with something good, you know what I mean? You're going to get right back into that same mess. Amen? You got to stand in the Word of God. You got to stay in it and let it change the way you think. Can I get a witness? Let him turn away from evil and do good. I'm not going to curse you. I'm not going to tell my children how bad I hate you. I'm not going to write this voodoo letter to you and put it in your mailbox to freak you out. I'm done with all that. Yeah, that was me. Coming clean. Now, I'm not doing that stuff anymore, but I'm going to bless you. Instead of the voodoo letter, I'm going to put some nice flowers in your mailbox. Something... You want to bless them, right? Y'all with me? That's what it says. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak. Oh, I'm sorry. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Turn from the bad nonsense. Replace it with good. And pursue peace. Not just be open to peace. Not just be the open if, like, well, if dude comes across my path, I'll say, man, I'm sorry about the voodoo letter in your mailbox. You know? But pursue peace, man. That's what God's called us to be, the peacemaker. Tough to do, man, but this is what God wants out of us. Amen? Romans 12 and verse 18, right there on your monitor. If possible, not, that doesn't mean if you have time to do it. You know, this means if you can get around to it. No, this is like super, super important. If possible, if there's anything that you can do about it on your end, do it. Try and bring a healing to that relationship. Because remember, Satan loves to have all kinds of trouble in churches. Amen? And we don't want that mess in here. So do everything you can to bring peace to that relationship. And that other person, they might not be ready for that yet. They might be like, nope, nope, nope. I told you, you should have put that voodoo letter in my mailbox. You know, whatever it is, man, but you want to be the peacemaker. If possible, so far as it depends on you, you're going to do everything in your power. Live peaceably with all. Amen? Ephesians 4 and verse 32. Be kind to one another. Well, that's kind of tough to do when someone's being mean to you, ain't it? Now, this is what we've been called to do. But there's a lot of help right here for us. How we can be kind to these people. Be kind to one another. Tender-hearted. Forgiving one another. Hard and harder to do when somebody's been mean to you. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. See, that's the thing right there, isn't it? You've been forgiven of all the rotten, nasty things you've ever done. You know what I mean? And God has forgiven you, and he said, hey, you've been forgiven. Now you best be forgiving these people as well. Amen. I'm forgiving you, and you're just as rotten as anybody else. Amen. Christians forgive, right? And we're going to be tenderhearted. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous. That's kind of scary right there, really. God is observing us. You know what I mean? We're Christian folks. He knows exactly what we're doing. He knows what we're thinking about. He knows what our thoughts are. We might be able to fake Sister Claudia out or something like that. But you know what? You're not faking him out. He sees exactly what's going on. He's observing us. Amen. The righteous and the wicked. He knows exactly what's going on. Amen. But also, the fact that he's observing us, that should be something very comfortable to or comforting to know, hey, this is a really hard thing that I'm in right here, God. These people have really done me wrong in the natural. Well, God's saying, you know what, man, I'm with you. I see what's going on. I see what's been done to you. I'm going to work it out. Let me take care of all this. You just forgive. You just bless these people. And then you'll have that awesome witness, that awesome testimony, and I'll be able to bless you big time. Amen? For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Listen to that, man. God cares about what you're going through, and he's ready to dig in and help you, to guide you, to lead you. He's like, let's talk about this. Let's get through this mess together. Amen. Don't do it like the world does it. Don't do it like the old flesh man wants to do. Amen. But follow me. Listen to me. Get into my word. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Man, don't forget that. It's pretty important right there, man. God is going to repay, man. God's going to work it out. Give it to him. And understand, if you want to do things your way, man, you're going to have to reap what you sow. You're going to have a bunch of nasty consequences you're going to have to deal with, because God's not going to have your back if you go ahead and go it your way. Amen. Y'all with me? Thank you, Jesus, that we want to be obedient to your word. Even the things that are hard, especially the things that are hard, Lord, that you are going to strengthen us and give us that desire to be what you've called us to be, to do what you've called us to do. We love you and we praise you, Jesus. Thank you that your will is going to be done in our homes and in our hearts. Let us be those outstanding workers. Let us be everything that you want us to be. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, I would like to remind you again that there's been a couple sightings of snakes, and that's just part of some